This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Colorado Supreme Court ruling about Donald Trump. But what's really concerning, I think to me, is the fact that now California on Tuesday, California regulators approved new rules that lets water agencies essentially recycle wastewater and then use that to send out as drinking water to homes. This was an idea that we thought was kind of shot down a long time ago, but it's back. It's just, I don't know. I don't want to talk about it. So let's talk about Trump and the Colorado Supreme Court ruling, which is also very scary, all kidding aside. Welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue into this Wednesday edition of the show, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. Welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, our home flagship station in Tampa, Florida. Also, welcome to everybody listening on AM 930 and people listening all around on different means, by the way, and especially along the GCN network. And of course, GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. We thank everybody at GCN. Good morning to them. They're working very hard for us this morning, and we very, very much appreciate it. And then also, of course, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. And we just received a direct message just over the break. And listening from Joanne, I was listening up in Canada. And yes, Joanne, yes, I think that we can certainly try to accommodate that. So stay tuned. And that's a great message. I made a request for the Trucker Traveler Report. So, all right, folks, we've got so much to talk about this morning. I don't even know where to start, other than, of course, what's happening in Colorado, what happened in Colorado. Now, again, I do think that the Supreme Court is going to knock down this ruling that says somehow that President Trump engaged in insurrection, rebellion, gave aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States, according to the 14th Amendment, Section 3. And I do think the Supreme Court is going to knock that down in short order. Part of the reason being, of course, is that, you know, it's simply based on some matter of opinion. And people have different opinions. People can be of the opinion of whatever they want about politicians and what they do or what they didn't do or what they are guilty of or not guilty of. But it's also the voter's decision at this point, because there are no other cases. There's no other decisions that have been made. There's been no trials of any kind. So, for example, if you think Joe Biden is completely corrupt, and even though Joe Biden's never been impeached as of yet, right, or convicted of anything or stuff like that, you as the voter still get to make your vote and say, I don't want to vote for that guy. And you also have the ability to say, I want to vote for this whoever, this guy, that woman. Right? You get to do what you want to do because you are the voter. And what the Colorado Supreme Court basically has now said is that it doesn't matter if you're the voter or not, because we're making that choice for you. And it's so ridiculous again, the Supreme Court is going to knock this thing down. Let's get a quick quote here from Jonathan Turley, who appeared on Fox News earlier on Tuesday. And the initial aftermath of all this, let's listen in to Jonathan Turley.
Well, it puts this on a rocket docket for the Supreme Court. They've got to get involved. They've got to get involved, first of all, because there's not much time to make a final decision. And they also have got to get involved because this is dead wrong. I think they're wrong on the law. I just published a piece in Georgetown on this theory, and I think that it is fundamentally flawed, both in terms of the language of the Constitution and the history. What's striking, Kaylee, about this opinion is that there was a series of barriers, a couple of which you just discussed, in applying this provision to bar Trump. They had to adopt the most sweeping interpretation on every single issue in order to get where they wanted to go. The only part of the opinion that is not sweeping and broad is when they get to the First Amendment and free speech. Then they adopt a narrow interpretation. They suggest that Trump doesn't have free speech protections. But in order to establish that he committed or was engaged in insurrection, they go back to speeches in 2016. And they basically daisy chain these speeches to say, look, he's been at this for a long time. I think that the factual and legal basis of this opinion is really so porous that the Supreme Court will make fast work of it.
So there you have Jonathan Turley. And again, I appreciate his viewpoints so much on many different subjects that we cover here on the show. And, you know, I guess we got to ask ourselves this question. Why would the Colorado Supreme Court create such a ridiculous ruling, as Turley just described, as being so porous that and just basically being dead wrong on the law, something that, as he, you just heard him say, that they'll make fast work of this at the Supreme Court? It seems to me that, you know, why would they do such a thing? Knowing, because typically, I mean, and, you know, Jonathan Turley kind of knows his stuff. He knows what he's talking about. Presumably the other judges and other legal minds would also do that. How did this get done? Yeah, I think is a really good question. Because once it goes to the Supreme Court, presumably it will be knocked down if it's decided, obviously, on the merits and not on fantasy or what we want, you know, somebody wants it to be. Where is the outrage going to be then? Where is the cover for saying, look at democracy being destroyed by even Trump's own Supreme Court? Now there'll be a lot of cover from politicians and also from the media that look what's happened. Our democracy has been destroyed, and it's all from Trump. I mean, what's being set up, I think, could be very scary. Stay right there, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Talk about, of course, as we make our way through the Wednesday edition of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And it is the lead up to Christmas. Christmas Eve, of course, is next Sunday. Christmas Day is next Monday. And if you're traveling, we want to wish you very, very safe travels. Whatever you're doing, if you're getting together with friends, loved ones, or family, we just wish that you have the best time that you possibly can have. And it is a lot of fun. Even sometimes when you might have family members that you might not agree with, right? you might not get along with. And you just have to see him the one time every year, you know. But no, I'm sure it'll be fine. But we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, of course, this morning. And also, of course, one of the things that we are trying to point out as we go through this week is that especially for our nation's veterans, some are still just really struggling, you know. And so if you know a vet, they might be in your family. They might even be coming to your Christmas gathering or what have you. But just reach out to them. Let them know that we love them, that we care about them, that we think about them, that we want the best welfare for them in order to, because they've served our country, right? They've gone through things that so many of us, the vast, vast majority of us, will never see and will never experience. But yet they signed up, they answered their country's call, and they went, in some cases, they've gone to battle, of course, so many over these last 20-plus years now of what had gone on in Afghanistan and Iraq and what still goes on around the world. We have our ships now, of course, in the Red Sea. They're in peril. We have troops in Syria and so forth. They're in peril. They keep getting attacked all the time. So you've got our active military, but you've also got our veterans who are stateside. They're home now. They're out of the military, but at the same time can also be struggling with various issues and so forth. So, again, one of the things that we want to do is just reach out to them. Again, let them know that we love them and let them know that they have trusted friends, they have trusted family, and we want to hear what they have to say and just be there. That's a huge, huge thing because the holidays are fun. It's always great at Christmas time, but for some, including our vets, of course, it's not. So, again, this is the time of year when we really want to make sure that we try to make a real difference in people's lives. And the listeners to this show, I know, are exactly those kinds of people. And so, again, we just want to reach out to any vets that are listening right now and just say, again, we support you. We're glad that you're there because we can be here. We can do things in this country because of your service. And it's just that simple. All right, folks, welcome back. As we said, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We have so many more things to talk about. I would like to just pick up again on what Jonathan Turley was talking about, that this decision is so porous, as he put it, you know, that it's almost hard to believe that it got made. But it just continues to show this massive division that's going on out there. Now, if you're watching a different network or something like that, it might be being heralded as, you see, they're saving democracy. They're keeping Trump off the ballot. And sometimes you just have to do that in democracies. You have to step in and you have to apply some good old fashioned authoritarianism onto democracy in order to make sure that democracy is healthy and safe and this kind of thing. And the more and more that we hear that, the more red flags ought to be going up. You know, people can vote for whom they will. And by the way, I think the issue is here is that just this 14th Amendment, Section 3, just doesn't really apply in this case. Something else that Jonathan Turley talked about in recent times was this notion of what Trump said or did on January the 6th. In his opinion, the things that he said were protected speech. So now, again, we have this issue that somehow then if you engage in protected speech, that also now is going to be used against you somehow. Because, again, it creates the slippery slope. And the slippery slope could also include other states. And by the way, you may have heard this being talked about because it's so obvious when this decision came down that these are the potential implications for this. Other states could simply say, well, guess what? We don't think Joe Biden is doing a great job. We think Joe Biden actually is giving aid and comfort to the enemies of the United States because Joe Biden doesn't enforce the border, because Joe Biden does this or that, right? And so, therefore, he's undermining our democracy. Therefore, he's kicked off the ballot. That's it. You're kicked off the ballot. Sorry. And so you could have a collection of red states and blue states that will not allow the opposition party candidate to be on the ballot. Now, do you see what's happening? You know, there are forces, and we talk about forces, foreign and domestic. And I just indulge me just for a moment. One of my favorite things ever since I was growing up, I was going to Disneyland, but it wasn't so much the, things like the Matterhorn, love the Matterhorn and this kind of stuff. It was always fun because I just kind of grew up around Disneyland. And so, you know, we watched it change over the years and this kind of thing. But I used to love to go to Disneyland. And one of my favorite things, especially when I was in school, was you'd go on a field trip to Disneyland. And you would go and you'd see what they called Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. It was an animatronic presentation with, basically an animatronic Abraham Lincoln. And he would kind of come to life, and he was a robot, and he'd come to life. And all the technology they had to use was not digital. It was not even close. And it was all, you know, the Imagineers had to put all this together. I mean, we're talking this is 40 years ago, right, or more. And the experience with Lincoln was very moving. And so Lincoln gives a speech. It's based on Lincoln's speeches, and they had an actor who had actually played Abraham Lincoln in films and so forth, and he did the vocal for this. And as I said, it's quite stirring, quite moving. And I always remembered, because one of the excerpts of the speeches, he said, you know, there's no enemy that could, you know, come in and take us over. There's no enemy that could by force take a drink from the Mississippi River or this kind of thing. And, you know, in other words, it would have to come from inside if you were going to destroy this country. And Lincoln even understood this. If you're going to destroy this country, it's going to come from the inside. And that's where a lot of this basis is. And so I, in other words, that always kind of stuck with me. It kind of stuck with me. And I'm, you know, even as a little kid, and you're watching this, and then you get older, and then you want to take your kids, you got to see Mr. Lincoln. You know, this is my favorite, hands down my favorite thing at Disneyland. It always had been. But anyway, the idea is that whole thing kind of stuck with me, that we had to be united. And there was this presentation about the Civil War and this kind of thing. And what we're seeing right now is people who would gladly exacerbate those divisions in our nation in order to really, really rip us apart. And so the one thing that should be more sacrosanct almost than anything else should be the law, should be the Constitution, should be the idea that you can't come up with frivolous stuff. And if you do, it'll get knocked down, and everybody collectively would say, yeah, it's pretty frivolous. I'm glad they knocked it down. But the way that this is being portrayed and parlayed, I think, is the idea that, nope, you see, these judges had it right. And when it gets to the Supreme Court, it's going to hit the fan kind of a thing. And there are those who are sitting back and sort of laughing and saying, okay, good, we're really doing this now. We're really doing this. So this is what we got to be watchful for, because it's not coming necessarily from outside and, you know, an army landing on the shores. It's coming from this kind of internal division, which rips us apart, and we can't allow that to happen. But if they continue to try, well, we're going to continue to come back with more argument, more law, more common sense, because something's got to give, right, folks? But the American voter, by the way, has a funny way of saying, I'd like to vote for who I choose to vote for, or whom I choose not to vote for, but you don't make that decision for me. That's at the very heart of what it even means to be an American. All right, folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Bottom of the hour break coming up. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
USA News Update. Tim Berg, Christmas is over, but the pressure is on for retailers dealing with a flood of returns. A new study projects tens of billions of dollars worth of goods will be returned between November and January, a major increase from last year. A large portion of the returns will go to landfills. Last year, there was enough gifts to fill 10,500 Boeing 737 jets. It was a violent holiday weekend in Chicago, Illinois, where at least 19 people were shot across the city. Recent numbers show a drop in homicides and shootings overall, but police say violent crime is still running rampant. The city also seeing a spike in carjackings, which have more than doubled over the past 4 years. Powerball fever continues with Wednesday night's estimated jackpot at $685 million. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wednesday edition, everybody, as we step into Christmas. That's right. Hard to believe. That song actually goes back to like 1972 or something, if I recall correctly. And typical Elton fashion, was recorded, written and recorded in a day. And they actually, and a lot of people don't know this as well, they actually did another Christmas song that same day. Which wasn't released, I think, wasn't a radio hit. But this really didn't even become a radio hit, I think, until a little bit later, again, if I recall correctly. But once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we go through this Wednesday edition of the program. And just real quick, want to just recap my comments earlier about our veterans. And as a matter of fact, we had a great call last night to, again, let us know of the National Call Center for Homeless Vets. And if you take down this number, it's 877-424-3838. It's 877-424-3838. It's a confidential free call, basically. You get access to trained VA counselors available 24/7, 877-424-3838. If you want to reach out to a vet and if they need maybe some a little bit of help and a little bit of advice and somebody to help them. All right, so folks, once again, we have so much to talk about as we go through the program today. We'll continue, of course, on the Donald Trump issue, but there's also other news, of course, happening out there across the land, and basically. you know, a lot of this got overshadowed today because of what's happening with this Donald Trump decision in Colorado. But we've got the Houthis. They're still up to their no good. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, they're just absolutely up to no good. But this from Fox News. Houthi militants in Yemen say they will not stop attacking vessels in the Red Sea despite the formation of a U.S.-led task force to protect commercial shipping in the region. So I'm not trying to be flip or funny here, but, yeah, we've got those Houthis. They're quaking literally in their boots at this point. Our war is a moral war, and therefore, no matter how many alliances America mobilizes, our military options will not stop, says the Houthi ruling council member. All right, he told this to the Washington Post on Tuesday. Maybe we just would amend that statement. We will not stop until Iran tells us to, right? Commercial vessels have for weeks been under attack by drones and ballistic missiles. Fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. The Houthis say the attacks are in protest to Israel's ongoing war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The seriousness of the attacks, several of which have damaged vessels, has led multiple shipping companies to order their ships to hold in place and not enter the Bab el-Mandeb Strait until the security situation can be addressed, which will probably be not for a very long time, right? Others have rerouted their vessels, adding costs and delays. So, right, this is actually going to go into some global supply chains. It's going to affect parts of the global economy. How could it not? And also, it simply emboldens anybody else who has a handful of missiles or any other kind of thing to say, guess what? We're just going to do what we want to do. And you know what's going to happen? Nothing. You know what they're going to do? Nothing. You know, they're gonna, well, they might make an international coalition, all right? They might do that, but they're not going to do much else. Now, participating in a coalition to protect the perpetrators of genocidal crimes is a disgrace in the history of the participating countries, said the leader, the Houthi leader, council leader, It's bad on the history of these countries. If America had moved in the right direction, it would have obliged Israel to stop its crimes without the need to expand the scope of the conflict. His comments came hours after U.S. and a host of other nations announced the creation of a new task force to protect shipping and transiting the Red Sea. This is an international challenge that demands collective action, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said in a statement released just after midnight in Bahrain. Therefore, today I am announcing the establishment of Operation Prosperity Guardian, an important new multinational security initiative. Well, I'm glad that there's an initiative. I guess what there might need to be is an airstrike. And I don't say that lightly. I really don't. You know, it's kind of absurdly funny and grotesque, obviously, what's happening with the Houthis in Yemen and what they're doing. But unless and until there's some kind of meat about this, nothing else is going to happen, right? They're going to continue to say what they say. They're going to keep firing missiles. Ships are going to have to take these, you know, longer routes and stay out of the area. Nothing is going to get done, unfortunately. But yet, it's all predicated, again, on the idea that America and these other countries are now acting in disgrace because they won't stop Israel or come against Israel or join the bandwagon against Israel and so on and so forth. And one of the reasons I mentioned this story anyway is that this is also a very, very good illustration of how the propaganda is manipulated and used. Because you get the Houthis making this statement about these countries and their disgraceful, etc. And a lot of that goes into the ears, into the minds of some of these young folks, right, who are on the college campuses or demonstrating in the streets and really somehow believing. They believed it hook, line, and sinker, and that's also a very concerning thing. They believed it hook, line, and sinker that Israel is the occupier, that it is completely at fault here, that it's doing too much, And yet not one time do we hear from these very same people that Hamas did inhuman things, that Hamas perpetrated this attack back in October the 7th, and this is what ensues after that. And the very fact that they're not saying, that they're not holding Hamas accountable, that people aren't calling for the destruction of Hamas. I'm not talking about the Palestinian people or people in Gaza. I'm talking about Hamas. I mean, at the very least, can we agree that Hamas needs to be stopped? Well, see, that's the rub, isn't it? We can't. We can't agree that Hamas needs to be stopped. In fact, it's actually the other way around. Israel needs to give away the land, not give away, but be halted, be, you know, eradicated, and then the land just is somehow transferred now back to the, the Hamas. Because they've done such a great job to begin with. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful of the situation, because the situation demands respect. But I am trying to point out that many of these people are still kind of caught up in this propaganda fantasy. And that fantasy is now deadly. That fantasy is now something that is going to mean that there's going to be more war, that there's going to be more death, more destruction, more this grisly thing that we're witnessing, because people can't understand and maybe don't bother to find out what's really happening and what terror groups are really all about. There is no justification. Well, you know, it's really hard living in Gaza. And so that's why, you know, they just couldn't take it anymore, and they came across the border and they killed the babies and this kind of stuff. That doesn't hold water. Nobody could come to you and say, yeah, that's the reason, and that's a great reason, and boy, are they justified. It just doesn't work like that for normal people, does it? It just doesn't. Well, all right, folks, we're going to head into the break here real quick. And when we come back, of course, we'll have our second Trucker Traveler report. We do have a request, and we're going to, be able to accommodate that request here in just a little bit. So, folks, don't forget, Kyle Warren with you. Telephone number is 949-822-7959. You can also head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send me a direct message. And we are going to come right back after this. And, of course, we'll also, in the next segment, we'll bring in Denise Simon, and we'll talk to her. Of course, I'm sure she's going to have a lot to say about this Colorado Supreme Court, State Supreme Court ruling about Donald Trump, plus all the other news that we're covering this morning here on the program. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This message that just came in over the break, and it's from Bill in Colorado, and he's talking about these four judges in the Colorado Supreme Court. He says, it's the water, those four appointed Colorado Supreme Court judges drink that recycled water. Respectfully yours, William in Denver. Well, thanks. I think that's very funny. And I think you might be onto something. I'm just going to say, I think you might be onto something with that. It's got to be, maybe it's the recycled water has already struck somehow, so that doesn't bode well. Well, thanks for the message. I appreciate it so much. Well, folks, we've reached our next Trucker Traveler Report, and we did happen to have a request just earlier, so we do our best to accommodate that. This is from Joanne. She's listening online up in Canada. And we're really glad to have you on board, Joanne. Of course, thank you so much. We appreciate the message. And she says, hi, Kyle, could you possibly play Snoopy versus the Red Baron? She says, it's a beloved Christmas song from my childhood and would love to hear it. Well, Joanne, I think I remember this one, too. Here we go.
The news had come out in the First World War. The bloody Red Baron. Once more, the Allied commands ignored all of his men and called on Snoopy to do it again. Was the night before Christmas, 40 below. Snoopy went up in search of his foe. Spied the Red Baron, fiercely they fought with ice on his wings. They knew it was love. Christmas bells.
All right. Snoopy versus the Red Baron. That is pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, that does bring back memories, and I sure hope it does for you, Joanne. We appreciate the request, and I think it fit in just right tonight, or this morning, as the case may be, on the program. So thank you so much. Keep them coming. And, of course, you know, I love Snoopy, and I don't know anybody who doesn't love Snoopy. But Snoopy, of course, also very brave, the way that he also flies his doghouse, right? So, I don't know. I think we need some more Snoopies in this world, if you ask me. All right, folks, we'll take in a quick look, of course, at what we're seeing on the radar map or on the alert map. We do have those aerial flood watches. This is extending way north of Los Angeles up towards near San Luis Obispo and Cambria right now. We've got all this rain that could be coming into the Southern California area. Right now on the actual radar map, we're seeing lots and lots of rain in Northern California up near Redding, so this is impacting Interstate 5 down through San Francisco, San Jose. Also coming out of Reno on I-80, we're seeing a lot more of that rain slash snow on the radar coming out of Reno, and now it's going to be right in the area of Truckee. It was a little west of Truckee last hour, going through Soda Springs, through Immigrant Gap, down towards Casa Loma. If you're on I-80, be careful. This is also going to extend up a little bit as well up into the area of Quincy, Portola, Spring Garden, Johnsville, and LaPorte. So be aware of that. Also, snow is and snow and rain in central Nevada right now, but it doesn't look like it's impacting I-80 or major interstate at all at this point. But Arizona, we've still got rain right around the Phoenix area. Right now, it's going to be a little bit north, northeast of Phoenix and just south of Phoenix proper right now. So you've got that happening. And then, of course, over the weekend, we may be getting some rain coming in, or I should say some storms coming in. And this is going to be a snow that's, it's going to be two storms that are going to sort of get together over the Rockies and the plains over this Christmas weekend, according to AccuWeather. So that's coming in. And then also, of course, to round it out, what's happening across Southern California and the southwestern deserts will be impacted by the El Nino effect of lots and lots of rain coming through. So I will give you up to the minute updates if it's raining on me in Southern California by this time tomorrow morning. Well, speaking of what time it is, it's time to head on over and talk with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning. Happy Wednesday, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. You know, I got to tell you, this thing in Colorado, it seems like it's not going to hold up at the Supreme Court, but what do you think? Where do we go from here?
Well, let's start with this. The president of El Salvador put out a tweet on X that says the United States has lost its ability to lecture any other country about democracy.
Oh boy! Well, that's nice.
I think that pretty much says it all, don't you?
Well, it sure does. You know, it's very, very telling, isn't it?
Well, we're in a bad place, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we are. We are in a bad place. And again, you know, what I've heard about this, of course, you know, is that it doesn't really sort of stand up. But how can you now have, you know, these unelected people, and by the way, William in Denver thinks that they're drinking the recycled water they're going to start using in California. So I think that's probably about right. But how do you have unelected judges decide pretty much, I mean, at least attempt to decide the presidential election?
Well, they use the word insurrection. And Trump has not been convicted of any insurrection. And if I'm right about this, none of those that have been jailed or charged or convicted have been charged with insurrection either.
Right. Yeah, and I'm so glad you mentioned that. There is there is no conviction. Now, even in saying that, you know, some would sort of jump on that and say, aha, well, you see, he really did do it. He just hasn't been convicted of it yet. No, that's not what we're saying at all. We're saying that these judges have decided to interpret this in this manner as really a flimsy sort of foundation for their findings, don't you think?
The scary part about all this is I think that there's at least six other states that have the same cases before their courts. So this isn't over by a long stretch. And they'll have to fast-track this to the Supreme Court.
Exactly right. Yeah, they will fast-track it, and as they should. But, you know, one of the things I was thinking is that once this gets knocked down by the Supreme Court, by all accounts, it should be, it seems to me the outrage is going to come from the left. And they're going to start saying, well, the court's illegitimate again. Look, these are all Trump people, and they're just doing his bidding. I mean, this is going to exacerbate and get worse, I'm afraid.
This may tell you a little bit about why some of these other candidates are staying in the race. Because of, you know, all the things. I mean, Nikki Haley came out yesterday, rightly or wrongly, and she said, chaos follows Trump. And it does. By no fault of his own in many of the cases.
Right.
This is the Democrat machine.
Yes.
That is, I don't think we can really calculate how destructive it is.
I think you're right. Denise, hold on right there, folks. We're coming to the top of the hour break. We'll hear your local news, top of the hour news. And then we're coming back after that. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.